Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is one of our mailbag episodes where we play your voicemails, read your emails, and do some other things that have to do with you, our listeners, and our fans, and our best friends. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I am Producer Maria.
Cool.
Do we have any new voicemails? I always love those.
Yeah. Yep. Here's the first one.
Hello. This here message is for the web crawler.
Oh, boy.
Jeb.
Actually, I'm calling on behalf of two people from the Discord, that fancy message service thing you got up there on the internet. Helen in the UK and a haunted possum wanted me to call in and say, wet tenders. I don't know why.
To say what?
I know if it's something dirty. I don't know if it's part of some kind of recipe or some kind of weird thing kids are doing now, but here you go, wet tenders. All right, bye.
Wet tenders.
That gave me chills for some reason.
I liked it.
Maybe it was a spell.
It might have been a spell.
Here's another one.
Hi, this is a message for web crawlers. This is Haunted Possum from the Discord, which I have to say, the Discord has really become like a community to me. I felt like I found my people there. But anyway, this is the story of how my grandpa found a human skull in his front yard and did not tell the police or anything. Anyway.
What?
So, it would have been before World War II. My grandpa was tilling the fields in front of his house because he was a farmer. And it was land that was stolen. It would have been stolen from the Northern Cheyenne tribe or the Crow tribe. And so he was tilling the ground, and a skull popped up. And so he got out and he looked at the skull. He didn't think anything. He didn't think for like 1 second it was like a murder victim or whatever, anything. He knew it was most likely someone who was Aboriginal. So he essentially just, right where he had found the skull, dug the deepest hole he could possibly dig. He said, you know, it must have been like 6 feet at least. And then he gently sent the skeleton head back down. And he reburied it. And
oh my God.
That field has had many killings since then, and the skull has never reappeared. So he just wanted to return it back to its grave site. Okay. That's one of the reasons I love that grandpa so much, is I felt he actually respected people who weren't just white. But anyway, I absolutely love the show, love the Discord. Allie, you are my feminist hero, irregardless of what anyone says. And have a great day. Thanks.
Wow.
Wow, that's wild.
That's crazy.
I don't think I've ever seen any human bones.
Yeah, yet. I don't think I have either. There's still time. Okay, here's another voicemail.
Hey, web crawlers. It's Alexa. Not the Alexa from the email that had a mom live with serial killers. This is Alexa from the voicemail. Hi, other Alexa.
Hi, other Alexa.
I was calling because I just listened to your Bethel episode, and I loved it because I'm in Texas, and I'm very entrenched in mega church culture here.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, at the church I go to, half-heartedly, it's even that has, like, cultish vibes. I was just talking about it with my friend. Like, the pastor is so removed from the people that actually go to the church, and the way the staff treats him is so weird. But anyways, I didn't call really to just knock on my church like that. I feel like that cult behavior is just like everywhere in mega churches, maybe even smaller churches, but especially mega church culture.
Totally.
And definitely look into Hillsong more, I think would maybe be interesting, because I mean, like, they're shady, too. They have, like, a whole college in Australia where they, like, offer, I don't know, some BS degrees. So I don't think they're as culty, but I still think they're kind of shady, just, like, the way they profit off of religion. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Okay. Y'all, there is a Bethel here near me in Austin, Texas. I just stopped myself. Uh-oh. But there's a Bethel church here. And so when I heard y'all talk about Bethel, I was like, what the fuck? Should I go, like, sneak into this church? But from what I could see, the one here is not as culty as the one in California. I don't think they're related. Bethel is, like, some biblical term, I think. But anyways, I don't know. I kind of listened to it. It didn't seem like it was very culty, but maybe y'all could find more. But I do think y'all should look into Hillsong. I can't, there's some podcast that did like a deep dive on it that I don't remember. I'm sorry. Oh my God. But yeah, Hillsong is shady. Basically, I feel like at any point, once you start making money off of religion, it gets shady. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. This is really long. I love y'all. I hate a lot of organized religion. Yeah. Anyways, this is kind of boring. Bye. Love y'all.
Bye. Yeah, when religion starts making like a lot of money, that's when like shit starts getting weird and like not doing it for religion but doing it for money.
Totally, 100%.
I hear you too.
Loud and clear, sister.
Here's another one.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. My name is Tini and I am from San Antonio, Texas. I was calling in. I wanted to do the live call in, however, I'm kind of a little bit slow when it comes to the computer and phone stuff. I don't know. I get confused, too, the way you girls do with the time zone stuff. Central time, so I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, I was calling in, finally. I've been a long-time listener. So I wanted to call in and see if I can get a birthday shout-out. My birthday is actually tomorrow. It's actually mine and my mom's birthday.
Wow.
My mom passed away last year in January.
Oh, no.
And I was born on her birthday. I turned 33 tomorrow, though. My mom's name is Cindy, and she was into all of the paranormal stuff and all of the true crime, weird conspiracy theory stuff. I also have a case suggestion if y'all guys wanted to look into it. It's called The Magical World of Anya, and it's on YouTube. It's really creepy, crazy. Okay, Allie, also too, I wanted to see if you would do the babe thing. La, la, la. I can't do it. But, yeah. Okay, bye. I'm boing, 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 boing. Bye.
Bye. Well, happy birthday to you and your
happy
mom.
Happy birthday. Yeah. And
happy
birthday. I bet she's watching over you if that's something you believe. And also 33 is notoriously one of the best years.
It is.
Yeah, because it's that time. Yeah, it's the year that you could get nailed to a cross.
Yeah, it's the Jesus year. That's your Jesus year. So happy birthday. We love you. And thank you for being a longtime listener. Yeah. That's so kind of you.
Okay, here's another one.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers, and I just wanted to say that I just listened to the flat earth episode, and I haven't listened to the second part, but I've listened to the first one, and I'm freaking out. I'm calling from Dallas, but I just moved from a college town that's close by that has a guy that's infamous for believing in flat earth. He has his, like, car decorated with, like, a bunch of flags and stickers that said the earth is flat.
No.
And his house is even designed like it. And he's just, like, a staple of the town. Oh. I'm going to send you guys an email with some more information and article with, like, links to articles, pictures and everything, because this is crazy. I've never, like, really looked into the flat earth stuff. And I just Googled something about it, and it says recently that Flat Earth Guy was issued a criminal trespass after riding COVID hoax outside of a store. So I'm just going to send you guys a link to the article. I just thought it was really funny and crazy. And
oh my God.
Hopefully you get this voicemail and email. Thank you guys. Bye.
It's crazy the last three messages we've had are all from Texas.
Right.
Wow.
Austin, San Antonio, Dallas.
That's weird. Well, maybe the next one will be...
Yeah, let's see.
Houston.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Jenna, a.k.a. Thickums, your girl. I've been calling in
Thickums.
Some of the web shows with my roommate, Mary.
Oh, nice.
Hi.
So Mary suggested to me that I watch the new Twilight Zone that was created by Jordan Peele. But I was watching the first season, second episode. Mind you, I signed up for the free trial of CBS and had to set a note in my phone to cancel that so I wouldn't actually be charged. But you better believe I'm going to watch these two seasons in that 30 days. But the second episode is about, like, a mysterious plane going missing. This guy is on a train, finds this podcast, and starts listening to it, and he is on the plane that goes missing. Super crazy. I don't know. It just really reminded me of you guys, and I think you guys would really get a big kick out of the show if you have not yet. That's all I got. Also, yeah, do the free trial of CBS and make sure that you cancel out when the time is right. No tea, no shade to CBS. Just, anyways, all right, love you guys. Bye.
You know, have you guys watched any of the new ones?
Yeah, I didn't like them, but it's their take on, like, the Twilight Zone original, where the guy's on the airplane and he sees the person on the
nightmare on the
3,000 feet or whatever. Yeah,
there's a man. There's a man on the wing. There's a man out there.
It was an interesting take on it.
I read reviews that it wasn't great.
There's one with my boyfriend, Jacob Tremblay, which is pretty good. But otherwise, yeah, I didn't love the series,
a gremlin,
to tell you the truth.
There's a man. Also, shout out to canceling subscriptions before you get charged for them.
Well, I forgot to.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was my that was the worst part of this whole experience. I forgot to. And then, like, I got some email being, like, talking about my subscription to CBS. And I was like, I don't know. Fuck, I forgot.
You gotta set an alarm. All right, here's...
Did you know, speaking of which, this is totally different, but it just reminded me of subscribing to things. So the other day I got an ad on my Instagram. Do you know the app Facetune, obviously, for photos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know they have that for video?
What?
Mm-mm. You can Facetune videos now.
I mean, I guess that's kind of like Instagram filters that, like,
no,
deep fake, dudes, deep fake.
No,
deep
you fakes. Can like, you can, yeah, but you can, like, change your face. Like, I was experimenting
creepy.
With it, obviously. And, like, you can, like, make your nose smaller and, like, you're like, you can, like, change your chin and, like, make yourself skinnier in
That's
a video.
Crazy. Have you seen those deep fake like YouTube videos?
Yeah. It's going to get scary.
Like the Shining.
No.
They changed, who did they put in place of in The Shining? They replaced his face and it looked real as hell.
It's if they don't make laws against that now, things are going to get weird in the future. No one's going to be able to believe anything.
They put Jim Carrey in place of Jack Nicholson.
Oh my God, really?
And it looks real. It's frightening.
It's scary. Mm. Like, there's no stopping this stuff. Like, you really got to be careful or no one's going to look like how they say they look.
Right. And then I could put on an alley face and I could start saying, oh, you know, women should be able to vote.
And then that will ruin my whole reputation.
Exactly.
I'll be tanked.
Yeah, being a feminist icon.
Yeah.
Here's our last voicemail.
Hey, web callers, it's Rosie. I have a correction about I was the one that told the story about the beloved teacher who was killed by her husband. So I initially said that she was alive after being shot between the time that he shot her and took her to the hospital. But she actually died and he took her to the hospital after she had died, which I think is a lot weirder because he waited she died. He waited 2 hours and then took her to the hospital. So, yeah. I don't know, just a correction, you know, to honor her memory and all that. Okay, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for Rosie. Thank you for that, Rosie.
Yeah, that was great.
We've got more voicemails, but do you have emails
read? We have emails.
Okay. This first email is from Oriane. That's a pretty, tardy furniture murders, which I've never heard of.
Oh,
have you?
Right. Yes. Curtis Flowers.
Who is that?
There was a whole podcast about it. There was like a TV show about it. He was convicted of killing these people in this furniture store like 20 years ago, but like wrongfully convicted. And like the jury that convicted him was like all white and everyone tried to cover it up as this whole thing. And he was just found.
Oh,
he was just released after 23 years, like a week ago.
Yes. Okay. I just read about this then. Yes. Okay. So she says, hi. I was wondering if you guys might do an episode on the tardy furniture murders. The man convicted was released recently and the charges against him were dropped. A friend of mine grew up in the town where this happened, and it sounds like the man accused had a brother who was into some heavy drug deals and just a general piece of shit. There's all kinds of police corruption and corruption involving the district attorney. Pretty juicy. Maybe check it out. Plus, people in the town are buzzing about the quote unquote murderer being set free, but it really doesn't seem like he did it. Yeah. Clear his name, web crawlers.
Yeah, we should do an episode on this. The story is crazy and it involves so much police corruption. Like, he's clearly innocent, but just put it on him because he's black. It was crazy.
Let's do it. You know who I thought it was for a second? Remember that like viral video that happened a few years ago for that guy who had the furniture warehouse?
What?
Furniture warehouse by a couch. And it was like that. Keep going and I'll find it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This is from Maria. Subject is, the one time where I almost joined a cult. Honk, honk. Hey guys, longtime listener, first time emailer. I wish I had the guts to call into one of your live shows and my social anxiety says no. Anyways, back in high school, my friend Danielle and I were in the same anthropology class, and one of our assignments was to attend a religious service, not of our own religion. My friend remembered a card a random lady had given her at Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Why she saved it, I have no idea, and it was for a church nearby. She suggested we go there, and I agreed. So church night came, and I entered the address into Google Maps and drove down with Danielle. When the GPS said we had arrived, we didn't see any church in sight. I drove up and down the road a few times, and finally we realized it was a small, rundown building on a side street with a single row of parking spots in front. I tried not to think much of it as we pulled in and walked up the stairs. There we were greeted by a man named Angel, who asked for our names and basically told us his life story before he allowed us to enter. We must have been standing outside with him for at least 10 minutes while he ranted about how this church saved him. I could go on forever about him, but just know he was a weird dude and we should have known something was off just by talking with him. Once inside, we were immediately stopped again by a red-haired lady who looked eerily similar to our anthropology teacher. She gave us cards to fill out with all our contact information, which we faked, of course. Good idea.
Yeah.
Then we were escorted to the very first row of seats and sat down right in front of a huge camera, which made us super uncomfortable. Soon the mass began. A very eccentric man stood at the makeshift stage, which was like 5 inches off the ground, in front of the band that played every now and then. He talked excitedly about visiting other countries and saving people, even bringing them back from the dead. No, no. Once someone died during church and he told them no, and they immediately woke back up. What?
Great.
He said he even once brought someone back to life via text message. The grieving family texted him from halfway across the world asking for his help, and he commanded the dead man to come back. Most of the others seemed overjoyed at the priest's stories, but Danielle and I kept looking at each other like, is he for real?
Yeah,
after
seriously.
An hour or two of these stories and other weird happenings, one guy in the crowd seemed unimpressed and got up and left. The red-haired lady we met earlier whispered to Angel, and he walked outside. A minute later, he came back with the man who left and escorted him back to his seat. The man did not look happy. This is when I really started to get nervous. It was close to 10 p.m. at this point, too. I inconspicuously texted Danielle saying, we can't leave, and we started planning a way to escape all through text. While this was happening, the priest started raving about how this mass is being live-streamed all over the world. I froze in fear in that moment. They purposely sat us here right in front of the camera. How many people were watching us right now? What kinds of people were watching us? Finally, we got up, walked to the door, and of course the red-haired lady stopped us. Danielle told her she had to leave due to a family matter, and we walked out straight to my car. No one followed. We were so relieved, but only for a moment. I looked in my rearview mirror and realized somebody had parked behind me horizontally, having two other cars on either side of me as well. I was completely blocked in.
Jesus.
Oh, God. At this point, we realized that we had gotten ourselves into, and it certainly wasn't a church. But no way they were keeping us trapped there. So Danielle went back inside to get whoever parked behind us to move. She told them another sob story lie, which you truly have to be heartless to ignore. And I think she even cried a little bit to really sell it. She came back out with none other than Angel following behind, keys in hand. His job wasn't just to greet us, it was to trap us. He got in his car and moved it just enough so I could get out, but he stayed to direct me since he was still so close, I might hit him. Finally, we drove away, leaving Angel in the dust. As I frantically drove, Danielle and I discussed what the fuck just happened. Then she asked me if I had looked in the back of the room. I said no, since it had been dark with the lights turned off, so I didn't pay any attention to it. What she said next still sends chills down my spine. She said there were people back there, just sitting there watching, wearing black capes, no expressions, not even a smirk, emotionless, watching silently. And that's the time I almost accidentally joined a cult. Upon hearing the story, our teacher asked Danielle for their card so she could tell future students not to go there. Love you all and down with women's rights. Sincerely, Maria, not Blasucci. Holy shit.
I bet they were going to be human sacrificed. I don't think they were going to join a cult. I think they were going to be human sacrificed.
That's scary as hell. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I know. Check your text. I just sent you what I was talking about.
This video. Funny guy doing a rap commercial for his furniture store. What is this?
You've definitely heard this. I promise. I promise you.
Literal bedroom dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Oh, yeah. Come shop with us. I said flea market. Montgomery. It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop.
Furniture stores scare me.
You don't remember this?
I don't remember this.
No, but I think it's a pretty good rap.
It was so good. He's selling couches at the Montgomery Flea Market Mini Mall.
So, no, it's not this guy who committed a murder, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I got them mixed up.
Mini Mall.
Mini Mall. Okay, let's see. I think maybe one more email.
Sure.
This is from Catherine, and the title is Conspiracy. Hey, what's up? I hope this email finds you well, since it's Virgo season. Ooh, dis. Okay, just emailing to see you, any of you. I think she means just emailing to see if any of you have also noticed an insane increase in spam calls, emails, texts, hackings, etc., the closer we get to the election.
Yes,
I now get at least 5 spam calls a day, and I've recently started getting texts that say I have a package that is waiting to be delivered to me.
That's the big one that they
happened to Angela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened to Angela.
I haven't heard of that one. What's that one?
What is it? It's like an Amazon thing.
Yeah, it was like a text that she had, like, your Amazon package has arrived.
It's something about, like, you have to go outside.
Yeah, you have
to. Oh, my God. And they're going to, what, abduct you or something?
No, it's so that, like, they can see. I'm not quite sure, but I just know there's, like, a thing where if it ever says, like, hey, your Amazon package is here, please come outside, that it's, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. I can't remember what the purpose was. But remember, like, she, like, texted, she's like, has anyone got this? And we're like, no, like, don't go outside. Don't do it.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, well, she continues. I did actually have a package I was waiting for the first time I got the text, so I clicked on the link and it was obviously spam. And then a couple of days later, I got a Gmail notification saying that someone in Russia tried to sign into my account with my password.
Oh, you got hacked.
Yeah, you got hacked, girl. And then I also got a notification saying that someone tried to hack my PayPal account.
Jeez.
Crazy. That would be my nightmare. What is going on? I also have recently been getting Twitter notifications saying one of my contacts just joined Twitter. What? It's always an account name like John234508, whatever. And when I click to see who they're following, it's random celebs or athletes and always Donald Trump. I don't want to jump from 0 to 100, but sounds like a Russian bot to me trying to interfere with the election. What do you think? Also, Thank you, Melissa, for fact-checking the Flat Earth episode. It was entertaining to listen to, but ultimately what a dick to completely ignore scientific evidence at a time when we need it most. I'm a school psychologist and now sick, isolated, and working from home all while I wait for my COVID test to come back. Kids in school? And I'm so thankful for your podcast. It's genuinely my favorite of all time, Kat.
Wow. Well, for the like the texts in the election emails, I get so many texts a day and calls all day long asking me like, are you voting for Biden? Are you voting for, can you donate?
Well, I get a lot
this?
Of texts. Yeah.
Just because I think I have donated to things. So I think they just like take my information.
Yeah, same. I do... I have a lot more Instagram bots than I've like ever had in my life. I have like, it looks like I like have bot followers. Like I get like, I swear to God, like 600 like bots a day. I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they all have like, their accounts are like just created August 2020. Like it's all just.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know how to get them to go away. It's so crazy.
New Amazon delivery driver scam. Yeah, so there's one where they send you a text that shows your tracking number, but when you click on it, it takes you to, you have to sign in, but it's like a fake sign in. So don't do that.
You only. Always got to check the URL.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be like one weird letter or something like that that's like a little bit off.
Yeah, even when Apple's like, someone's hacked into your account. I'm like, oh shit, but I don't ever click on the one from the email. I just go to like the actual Apple account.
That's
never
smart.
Click on
that's good.
Email links.
That's good thinking.
Yeah,
good thinking. So anyways, that's our mailbag episode for today. As usual, please continue to send us voicemails and emails, and we will ultimately get to them. We're so lucky that we have so many from you guys, but we want to keep these episodes not too long. Anyways, join our Patreon, email us, call us. You know the drill. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And hi.
Baby. I the baby.
And I'm the baby. Y'all love me.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered